I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP, check it out there. So yesterday we dove into Jimmy Butler, the idea of the Sixers bringing him back. Should they? Is it a good idea? All that. And there's a lot of big names out there, a lot of different ways the Sixers could go this offseason. But today I want to dive into one that all I see is red flags. But unfortunately, all I see is a guy that is probably destined to be a Sixer, and that is Paul George. All right, Paul George on the surface, aesthetically, size, position, career, skill set, I could see why the Sixers and any team that really needs a wing would be enamored by Paul George. I feel like people around the NBA have been enamored by Paul George for a long time. Paul George is a good player. Paul George has had a very, very nice career. Paul George is certainly a better version of Tobias Harris, if we're using that as a kind of a bar for what this is going to be. And he has played with players that are ball dominant, like a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook or a Kawhi Leonard, and he's succeeded. So I can see why you'd want to talk yourself into Paul George being a Sixer. But someone's got to be the bearer of bad news on this one. Paul George would be a disastrous signing for the Sixers. He screams loser energy. His performance in big games have left so much to be desired. And I just want no part of Paul George and the Sixers. I feel like it would be a souped up Tobias. And a year or two from now, we would be sitting there like, oh my goodness gracious, they're paying how much for this player? You know, Bradley Beal got into this range in this realm a few years ago. Bradley Beal was a good player, but then Bradley Beal started to have injuries, and you're like, do I really want to spend $50-plus million a year on Bradley Beal? That's how you build a team that goes out in the first round like the Phoenix Suns, and that's what I think we would have, and the Clippers, same thing with Paul George. That's what I think we would have here if we signed Paul George. I want no parts of this guy. All right, let's go through the red flags. Let's start with his age coupled with his injuries here. Paul George, 34 years old. He is not going to be a spring chicken. This four-year max deal that he is seeking would take him age 34, 35, 36, 37. It'd be a $200-plus million contract. We're talking $50 million per year for Paul George in his mid to late 30s. This is a guy who has not played 70 games in a season once, or he's only done it once, since 2019. That was this year. You know, players have a knack for staying healthy, having their big year right before a walk year. I think about Nick Castellanos for the Phillies. Nick Castellanos had his best year in his walk year with the Cincinnati Reds. Since then, he has not been very good. And I would not be surprised at all if Paul George, not, and this is not on purpose, this is just kind of, this happens. if Paul George's injuries and his inability to play every night at a high level diminishes as soon as that ink dries on that contract. That he got it together for one big contract year here, and he played relatively well, and he certainly positioned himself to take advantage of a team that is desperate to get a player like him. You know, it could be the Sixers, it could be the Magic, could be the Knicks. You know, there's going to be people out there that are seeking a player and a scorer like Paul George. I'm not one of them. If the Sixers are going to bring in someone on the wing, I either want that to be an all-time great player and winner like LeBron James, or I want it to be a dog like Jimmy Butler, who will, at this stage of his career, take a little bit of a step back, save it for the playoffs, perform in the playoffs. James performs in the playoffs. Butler performs in the playoffs. They've been to the NBA Finals. They play each other in the NBA Finals. Meanwhile, Paul George has not. And you look at the last 5 years of Paul George, it's pretty rough. He had the meltdown in the bubble. I thought he played pretty well in the 2021 playoffs, but Kawhi went down. 2022, remember, he missed one of the games there in the play-in. The Clippers missed the playoffs. He couldn't participate in that game. Missed the playoffs last year totally because of injury. And then this year, I thought he was brutal in the series. If you know, I think we all wonder, how much does the playoffs matter? How much does the postseason matter in terms of teams pursuing a player, their interest level? You know, is it like a cherry on top? Does it really inform? You know, sometimes players get overpaid because what they do in the postseason, because I think it's natural human instinct to get wowed by the last thing you see. Well, I don't know if Daryl Morey thinks like that, and I'm not sure if the Sixers will downgrade Paul George because what we just watched in the postseason, they should. The guy was absolutely brutal in this postseason series here against the last round, the first round of the postseason against the Dallas Mavericks. I thought he was terrible. Paul George had, in this postseason series against the Mavericks, averaged less than 20 points per game. He shot the ball 41% from the field, 36.7 from three in the postseason series against the Mavericks. It was his worst points per game in the postseason. It's his third year in the league with the Indiana Pacers. Okay, he only shot 41.1%, barely above what he did in the bubble when he was horrendous in the bubble for the Clippers. You know, this whole Clippers experiment has been, it's basically been Sixers East, this Clippers experiment they did out there with Kawhi and now James Harden and Russell Westbrook and Paul George. They're really Sixers East, where every year there is the betting market telling us, well, you know, this is one of the five or six top contenders for the title. Not really. Every year, you know, when they have a good run during the season, you know, you'll turn on First Take and they're like, should we take the Clippers seriously? Should we take the Sixers seriously? No, because that's the DNA of the team. The Sixers need a dog to help take them seriously. They don't need another Sixer. I mean, Paul George feels like he was born to be a Sixer, which is why I'm fearing this is going to happen. And let me throw some numbers at you, because this is remarkable. Then I got to give you a quote that Paul George said recently, okay? So Paul George has played in three elimination games during his time with the Los Angeles Clippers. Here are his numbers in those games. 16.3 points per game, 16 for 49 shooting. That is a 32.6% clip in elimination games. He has shot 5 for 27 from 3. That is 18.5%. He has more turnovers, 11, than he does assists, 9. And he has been a minus 64 on the court. He has rolled over and died in elimination games. Rolled over and died. There are certain players in sports that just scream loser energy, that they are not championship players. Unfortunately, I think we have one of them in Joel Embiid. I don't think he's a loser, but I don't think he screams winner energy. I don't think he screams championship energy. His body language drives me crazy, and he's never at his best the postseason. Now, he's a Sixer. We've lived through the ups and downs, and the team obviously is trying to win a championship with him. So here's what I need. I need to change the mix. I can't have a small forward Embiid on the court that comes up small at big moments, that can't hit a big shot in a big moment, that crumbles in the fourth quarter of elimination games. I can't have it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't have it. I need someone who's not going to be like that. That's my goal now. And that's why Jimmy Butler, that's why LeBron James, that's why they are the best options to come in here. And Paul George is a disastrous option. And then I gotta tell you guys about this because I saw this quote a couple days ago, and I said to myself, is this even real? Like, is this real? And then I watched the reaction on Inside the NBA, Kenny and Charles and Shaq, them reacting to it. And my first instinct is, on the surface, I totally understand the thought process from an athlete who pours their time and their energy and their blood, sweat, and tears into their craft. And if the results don't go their way, you know, it could be hard to compartmentalize all the work, all the time put in, only to fail. So you have to, in a sense, justify the way things go and how the chips fall where they fall. But sometimes you see a quote and you say, I just can't have it here. Paul George, after the Clippers were eliminated by the Dallas Mavericks, said, quote, "You work your tail off all summer. You train for these moments to where if you fail, you fail. Live with the results." It brings me back to Andy McPhail. If we don't, we don't. I can't have a player here that says, if you fail, you fail. It's a shrug of the shoulders. It's a, what am I supposed to do? It's, what do you want me to do? It's, oh, well. Oh, well, players don't fare well in Philadelphia. We've seen too many of them. It doesn't work. The Sixers need somebody that refuses to fail, refuses to lose. And it grinds at them if they do. I recognize there's no guarantees in life or in sports. You could bring in the best player, and doesn't mean you're going to actually win. Kobe didn't win a lot of years. Michael didn't win many years. LeBron hasn't won many years. But there's a drive, especially the Kobes and the Michaels. There's a drive within them to not accept failure. This is an accepting of failure by Paul George. He stunk at the end. The Clippers stunk at the end. After being one of the favorites again to win the NBA title, they came up short. That's a failure. You don't just shrug your shoulders and run off to Cancun and say, what are you going to do? It's just basketball. Well, maybe you do that in a different city, but it's not going to work in Philadelphia. So when you factor in the injuries, you factor in poor postseason performance, you factor in attitude, you factor in what he's done in elimination games, and the money and the age, it's like I'm running from this idea. I'm not just not in on this idea. I am running from the idea of Paul George as a Sixer. I really think it would be our new Tobias. He's a slightly better player, but he's older, so you know there will be attrition and injuries, and you know he averaged a little over 20 points per game this year. I'm not going to be surprised if a year or two from now we look up and it's like 17 points, 17.6 points, 6.3 rebounds, and it's like, wait a second. Did they just get rid of the Tobias contract or let the Tobias contract to expire to sign the next Tobias Harris? You know, you go off like a standard deviation away from Tobias or away from Paul George, you get Tobias. It's not that different. He's better. He's a souped-up version. He's obviously a more accomplished player, but the player profile is kind of similar. He's more athletic. But if he loses some of that athleticism, injuries start taking their toll, this guy will deteriorate into Tobias. I'm like, I could feel it. I could feel it in my bones that the Paul George contract with the Sixers will be an all-time bad one. And I'm not saying he's a bad player or in a vacuum in a day or two or a week or you know, whatever. He can't be good and have 33-point games next season. I'm just saying the contract will age poorly. His postseason career speaks for itself. He has chosen and really boxed himself into a career that doesn't matter very much, Paul George. Very odd, kind of superstar, but no one really takes him seriously as a superstar. Not really a superstar kind of career where he's certainly good. And I think there's, you know, with nine All-Star trips for Paul George, there's going to be some legitimate Hall of Fame talk when he's done. I mean, everyone makes the Basketball Hall of Fame, so that is what it is. But you know, you kind of put this resume out there, you put in that you fail. Yeah, and I saw a video this week where he's already in Cancun, yeah, doing whatever and having a good time, which is fine. His season is over, he can go wherever he wants. But this is not the mentality of a basketball player I want in Philadelphia. This isn't the age profile I'm doing jumping jacks for. I will take the older player if they bring something significant like Jimmy Butler's toughness and LeBron James's basketball IQ and winning ability, and just, you know, his history of taking every team he's with to the NBA Finals and winning. Like, that history is worth the risk of age. When you factor in Paul George's lack of postseason success, his attitude, his elimination game numbers, his injuries, and the money he's going to cost. Daryl Morey, if he has a big board up in his office today, and you got a bunch of names on that big board, probably three or four we don't know about, plan A, B, C, D, E. Wherever Paul George's name is, Daryl, if you're listening, go to the whiteboard or go to the chalkboard. I imagine it's a whiteboard. Just get the name off the list. Don't even entertain the idea of Paul George. It would be, it's so Sixers, you feel it, like you think it's going to happen. If he asked me right now, who's the most likely player they get, I'm going to say it's Paul George. It feels Sixers. It feels like it's going to be a mistake. The worst part is, I could see this. You could see it coming. It's almost like you're waving, but it's like, no, stop. Don't do it. Don't sign him. And they're probably going to do it anyway. And like we do as fans, we're going to know it's crazy. We're going to know it's a mistake. We're going to talk ourselves into it. And then let's fast forward to late next April, early next May, when he shoots 5 of 23 in a playoff game. We are all going to say, oh my goodness, they have 3 years, $150 million left in this contract. What in the world did Daryl Morey do? We appreciate everyone listening to WIP Daily. We got a lot to talk about here moving forward. NFL schedule release next week. Can't wait to do the win-loss game. And how about these Phillies? They just continue to play excellent baseball. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Just say no to Paul George. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more soon on WIP Daily. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.